Hi, welcome back to episode 2 after COVID. I'm the only one that has wine today, I think.
Yes.
Mine from my home dog E. Gordon. I don't know how to pronounce what this is. It's something white. I don't know. It was a gift. Say it, Maddie.
Viognier.
Okay, there we go. She's good. From California, and that's all she wrote. I'm not a wine connoisseur. We're getting there, but She good. 10 out of 10. You can find E. Gordon somewhere. I'll keep drinking it.
Okay, so today, because we don't know what to talk about, and you guys should really interact with us and tell us what you want to talk about. So if you know us and you can contact us in any way, whether it's DM, a FaceTime, a text, let us know what you want us to talk about. Mm-hmm, if you've never talked before, but you listen to this, let us know what you want us to talk about, because we don't know what to talk about. So today we're going to continue to talk about being adults and we're going to complain about it.
Because it sucks.
Yep. And because you guys don't want to interact and tell us.
Yep. For real.
I think everyone can relate too.
Yeah. So I'm going to complain about buying furniture and how expensive it is, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I just told John about that. I was like, can they buy a really expensive couch? And I was like, and buying everything is so expensive nowadays. I'm like, what kind of one is cheap? But
tell me why I thought I was really going to walk in to like home furniture, Ashley furniture, and find a couch that was $500 that didn't feel like a piece of wood.
I want to go to like Goodwill and buy one for like a dollar and hope it's not infested.
Insect-filled?
I was so, when I went the first round of shopping with my mom was like, I don't know what you think you're going to get, but I really thought I'd be able to like furnish my whole place with $1,000. And that was horrible. Even, did you know garbage cans are like
$5? I know. Even Walmart.
I saw one. It was a cute one at Walmart and it was $50. I was like, no, this is ridiculous.
You're putting trash and your nastiness in there.
Yeah, I'll literally.
It could be a dollar.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's disrespectful, but I'm getting my coffee table on Thursday. Spent too much on that. Couch isn't even gonna come until next year. Spent too much on that.
It's not coming until next year.
Well, I'm being dramatic. It comes the week.
Oh, I was gonna say, I'm like, Kenny, that was not good.
She only has to go a week without it.
Yeah, it's like 2 seconds.
So sleep over at your apartment so we can sprawl out on the floor, make a fort. That'll be fun.
Yes.
Maybe record. We don't know.
Yeah, because I think I was gonna buy those like big like cushions at least for that week to like sit on, and then I can have them to like sit outside and stuff too. So definitely.
Wait, cushions.
What?
Cushions?
Like, you know those square cushions that you can sit on if you're sitting on the floor.
Oh, you're being okay.
Yeah, I might do that depending on if I can find like cheap ones, but we'll see.
Our tissues are gonna thank you.
Yeah.
But well, I'm excited.
Crazy. Lamps are expensive.
I know.
It's like all a little too much, but I'm under budget right now, so that's good.
You're under budget,
Yeah.
Lucky. Like on the same page as that, like cars are so expensive.
And what the age was mine with your car? You just got it.
Like upkeeping it. So when I got it, it like showed up with like a light. I don't know, the big exclamation point that's like on your dashboard. And it was just like bothering me. Because every time I got in the car, I was like,
probably something wrong.
You're like, it's ugly light that showed up. God, go away. Jesus Christ. Why did you show
I just like
up?
Wanted it to turn off and it wouldn't turn off. So I had to make an appointment.
Something's wrong.
I know, but I wanted it to go away. Everyone's like, it's a new car, like it's fine. And I was like, no, the light's bothering me. I want it off. So I made an appointment. I took it in and I like knew what was wrong. It was just like a tire pressure. Like sensor was like not working on the front driver's side wheel. And I took it in and I'm like, okay, like do this. And then also like, can you just like look it all over and like make sure everything's fine? You guys, I shit you not, $1,700.
Nope. No.
To fix these damn tire pressure sensors. They called me and they were like, oh, there's just like dead batteries in all of them. I was like, okay, can we put like a AAA in there? Like,
right, I was just going to say, go to Walgreens. People have like a battery.
You were like, we're not going to lie. Like they're pretty expensive. Like they're going to run you about $1,200. And I was like, but in my mind,
we don't need the batteries in there. You know, I'll just
press on the tire when it's wintertime.
Yeah. I'd be like, is it
fine? In my mind, I was like, I don't want the exclamation point anymore. So I did it. And now I'm like a poor human. I'm a very, very poor human now.
Just because the exclamation point, shit.
Yeah. So,
I mean, like, it's much like better to have spent that than like your entire pot.
Yeah, no, literally. But like, first of all, they like take my money from buying the car. They take my money from like insurance. They take my money to like do all these random things. And then all of a sudden I have to take it in and pay $1,700 for them to like put a battery in it. Oh my gosh.
I'd file a lawsuit against whatever company sold you that car. I'd be like, you sold me a defective car, bro.
A lawsuit?
Yeah. I don't know. I just, suing sounds fun.
Yeah.
Suing kind of sounds fun sometimes because you get money, but well, I don't know.
No,
depends on who you sue.
Cars are expensive.
Depends on who you sue.
Yeah, if you're a regular person,
this big company, I'm sure. Mm. You bought it through a company and not like an individual person, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they have more than $10 in their bank account.
You can't just sue like companies because they have insurance to protect them.
Yeah, they have more money to prove that they're innocent than you do to prove that they're guilty.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think cars are expensive and it's dumb and I'm over it and I don't want to pay a car note anymore, but I also am not going to just like pay off my car. So it's fine.
Yeah.
I just want to pay off my entire car and just be like, I'm done.
I know.
I want to do it every day.
I do too, but I'm like, I need to use that money elsewhere, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saving up for like a giant home, but obviously yeah, it's not happening anytime soon.
But that just means your house can get bigger and bigger and bigger because you have more time to save. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess. That's true. Tis true. What do I want to complain about today? Dogs.
I was going to say dogs.
This might get really TMI. This might get really TMI. My dog has the worst stomach issues of his entire life. It's like as if he's freaking birthed by me.
Right now?
Yeah. No, just in general.
Uh-huh.
Ever since he got spayed. Also, I bought a 30-pound bag of food. Guess how much?
$30.
Wait, that meshed together. Maddie, what was your number?
50.
Kennedy?
30.
$50. 52.
My gosh. You've told me that before. I think that's how I knew.
It's like 1 week of grocery. Ew.
Not even.
That's so much.
I spend a lot on groceries, but yeah, I was like, okay, $52, and then I'd have it shipped to me because that's a lot. That's heavy. I can't just go in the store and lug that thing around.
Wait, hang on. Are you saying that you can't go to the store and carry 30 pounds home with you?
No, I had to have one of John's roommates grab it for me.
My God,
30 pounds just to like lug around and then like get into your car.
That's not that much.
But can't you put it in like a cart? And then
I don't know. I just had it shipped because I'm lazy, but
I'm always like the dumbass that like brings my dog to the pet store because I'm like, this will be fun. And I'm like walking around with like a dog like pulling my shoulder off. I have like a 30-pound bag of dog food in one hand. B is like eating like all of the toys and bones like off of the shelf. And I'm like trying to control her and it's just like a mess. And everyone's looking at me like, you're dumb.
Remember when you brought Bia to TJ Maxx?
Oh my gosh, that was so cute. She's in the shopping cart.
That would have gone so horribly wrong if I brought my dog. He would have been barking at everything.
Yeah, no.
Probably farting because he gets nervous farts and they smell horrible. So
that would be they like advertise on the website that they're like dog friendly, but then when I got to the store, there's like a big sign that's like no dogs allowed, and then I like brought her in anyways, and everyone just like looked at me like, and I was like,
I've never seen a dog in that store. So when you put that in your story, I was absolutely dying. I was like, Maddie, the fact that you like probably crossed some weird boundary that like you can't bring your dog.
Because why was she even going to Home Goods with you or TJ Maxx?
She had to pick out her own toy.
Yeah, because TJ Maxx has the best dog section. They have so many toys. And I let Bea, I put like 5 different toys in the cart, and then I like let her pick out the one that she wanted.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Don't you remember that? It was back like, it was like when she was pretty small still. Like yeah. She wasn't like taking up the whole cart, but like.
She was like the cutest little baby. We'll put the video on the Instagram.
That's so funny.
It was. I remember scrolling and I was like,
she's,
"No freaking way!"
She's actually, like playing with the she picked out a rabbit that day. It's like a giant rabbit, and she's actually playing with it right now. It's like one of her favorite toys.
She knows. Yeah. She needed to go to that TJ Maxx.
We love TJ Maxx, both of us.
Speaking of that TJ Maxx, do you
know what I'm talking about? TJ Maxx. Really?
That's my favorite. That's where I get a hair dryer from for like $100 cheaper.
Hey. Wait. What kind of hair dryer?
The Dyson Airwrap.
You bougie bitch.
It was on sale. Well, it wasn't on sale. It was just like marked down at TJ Maxx. It was at TJ Maxx.
I'm going to say
everything. You get all like the extension things?
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Is that how you curl your hair?
Not all the time. It depends on the type of curl. If I want like what's happening right now, I use a curling iron. But if I just want like volume, I use that.
I see it all on TikTok.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'll do it here with it one day.
Okay, thanks. I was going to ask that next. But yeah. And makeup. You haven't done my makeup in 5 ever. You know. Remember, and we'd be like, Kennedy,
use my makeup. Barely done my own makeup. I just use my regular Fenty. That's it.
How much does that run?
I don't know.
Mine's $5.
Like $30. This has been on sale at Sally's for like weeks.
So I love Fenty.
I hate that stuff. It like does not work for my skin.
My favorite. I like both of them, the matte one and the dewy one.
I get the dewy one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for oily skin.
Let's talk about skin for a second in your 20s. Because I think it's rude and disrespectful that I'm getting pimples and that my skin is now dry all of a sudden. I've always had oily skin.
Yeah,
really?
In the past, like 6 to maybe 9 months, my skin has gotten so dry. I don't know what to do with myself because all of my foundations are matte. So I just look
like a desert. You're like, I don't know what to do.
I'm not going
to
go out and buy new foundation because I don't know when this is going to go away. So I just think it's rude. And it's like, I'm not in puberty anymore. I don't understand what's going on.
So yeah. I've been getting a lot of those ones where they're like the pimples underneath your skin. And then it's like, they're not
so bad.
Yeah. Like you can't get to them. So then they just like fucking hurt and they look like Mount St. Helens, like they're just giant.
Yeah, like you have a fucking boogie in your face.
Yeah, I'm kind of over this. I don't know, when does acne stop?
I thought it was supposed to stop already.
I thought it was too, but honestly, it's been tough recently with like stress and then also like mask. True. Okay.
Oh yeah.
The mask, the macne. That's the worst.
Like, I've
been only breaking out like right around my like mouth and nose.
Yeah.
And it's like fine if I'm wearing a mask and I, like take off a mask. It's like, oh, scary. Like, surprise.
The only thing that I was happy about with the mask is like when I'd get really bad acne and then I'd be like, hey, let's go get coffee. And then I'd put a mask on and then like it would act like I had flawless skin, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, you didn't have to put makeup on. You just put your mask on. And you're like, nothing's under here.
Yeah.
I just have like boils all over my
skin. It is like burning under the mask.
That happened one time with me and Morgan. We went to go get Dunkin' and I was like, oh my God. I literally had like, I don't know what the fudge is going on. I had like something growing on my face. And it was so bad. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so ugly. And then I was like, oh my God, we can put masks on. And then it was, I mean, we're going into Dunkin' anyways. It's not like it's high end, but yeah, I saw someone from high school. I'm not going to name who it is.
Oh,
but I'm not sure if this person recognized me or not.
Wait, what? Say who it is.
But yeah. I was like, I like didn't know. It's like the, you know, when you like look at someone, it also was masked. I have a hard time. Like I even like, yeah, I didn't recognize your brother when I was at shopping, and I was like, oh God. Yeah. But like, I don't recognize people without their nose and their mouth. So I was like, I don't know if this person's recognizing me, and thank God, because I don't look my best since high school. So
No, thank God. I went shopping a couple weeks ago, and do you guys remember?
Yes. Yeah. That's her.
Then it's okay. So she works at, and I was in there with my mom, and she came over to me and she was like, hi, like, do you need help with anything? And I was like, no, I'm okay. I did not recognize her at all with the, I did not recognize her at all. You guys know, I don't know anybody. And so she was like, yeah, like you're friends with like Jen and Maddie, right?
I was like, yeah.
And I felt so bad. And I like saw her name tag. And so I was like, oh, okay. I was trying to like run through people in my head and I didn't know.
Who the fuck are you?
She was like, and she kind of looked at me and she was like, you don't remember who I am, do you? And I was like, it's hard to tell with the mask.
Oh my God.
So she like took her mask off and then I recognized her and I was like, oh yeah. I was like, yeah, no, like I know exactly who you are. Like, don't. And but I felt so bad. I was
like, you're such a, yeah, you don't remember me, do you?
I was like, no, bitch, I don't, because I don't know anybody. Oh my God. I was not, when I think about, like, I thought I, like, I know people if you, like, show me a picture, but, like, whenever mm-hmm. you guys say people's names, I'm like, I don't know.
I'm horrible with that, too.
Yeah. Then I know who you're talking about. And so when she took off her mask, I, like, recognized her, but I felt really bad. I was like, wow, that was.
I'm dead. She called you out. I wouldn't call someone out. I would just be like, oh, like, have a nice day. And then in my mind, like, you don't fucking remember me.
Yeah.
Like was, no one should, but yeah.
She fine. Could tell. I think she could tell I was like trying to figure it out. your friend with Jen and Maddie, and like you hung out with like Jen and Maddie and whatever. And I was like, yeah.
She like tells your whole life story. You're like, yeah, I know, bitch, that's me.
I'm like, yeah. Like, how could you even tell? But yeah, she was really nice. I remember I meant to tell you guys that. Really nice.
That is so funny.
Low-key the exact, like, not the exact same, but like same thing happened to me. Like I have some new like clients at State Farm. They were just like a realtor like recommended them to our office. And I've been working with this couple for like, I kid you not, probably like 3.5 months. Mm-hmm. And like I've sent them emails and I have like a picture on my email. And like literally last night my boss comes in and he's like, did you know that like your customers went to Bethel and they're 23? And I was like, what? And I like Facebooked him. You guys, I like, he was on my freshman floor and I was like in classes with him and like did group projects with him. And like I've been emailing him for months. And he probably was like, was.
I love that he never said anything either.
No, like, like Zach came in. He was like, do you like know these people? Because you like went to school with them. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, now I feel like so bad because I can't believe I didn't make that connection. That's so awkward.
One, because Bethel isn't like huge.
No, it's like basically the size of our high school, to be honest.
Yeah.
So that's
awesome. Can we back up and say like the fact that like he was like this married couple and then he was like these people are 23.
Yeah, they're 23 and 24, but that's like very Bethel.
I just really can't.
Bad day.
I can't imagine.
That's another like ugh, like adult life. Like every time I open up Facebook, like someone's married, engaged, or having a baby.
Okay, let's play a game.
Over here,
like, yeah, seriously, go on your Instagram and Facebook right now.
Okay, okay, so Facebook. First.
Okay. Yeah. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Ah, me.
Shit.
Engagement. No. Third.
Seriously?
Okay.
Third on a Tuesday?
Fifth post in, I see pictures from a wedding.
Yeah, I see
some. From our high school.
Damn.
That's so funny.
That's rude.
Okay, wait, let me refresh and see what happens. Oh, it's a different couple getting married, but it's cute.
I need to go.
It's a bunch of like men crying at their wives. Oh,
stop.
Look at this. It's literally just like a thread.
Oh my God, he's
crying. Bawling.
Like, he needs like a whole box of tissues. Wow.
Oh my God. Look. Oh, wow. If my man doesn't do that, I just don't
like know. Like the full mouth over the freaking, or stop. Hand over the mouth. Oh, stop.
Like,
do you ever watch videos? And also, this is a tangent, but do you ever watch?
That looks, looks like her at a funeral or something.
She's bawling. Do you ever watch videos of like the groom's crying?
Yeah, I love no, it. Just, like,
okay, I haven't come across anyone. Maybe I'm not friends with cool people, but it's been a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I truly can't even imagine being, but okay, that's what's funny. And I always see it on TikTok of people being like, at this age, everyone's either like married at the club or like just at home, like being a homebody. And I feel like I'm somewhere in between a homebody and like, I really want to be at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. But it's just
I've so cool.
People are like having kids.
Ew, no.
I can't do it right now.
No, thank you.
I've
seen so many influencers have kids and they show like all the shit they have to go through because they share everything out of their life. And I'm like, that is beyond disgusting. Why would you ever put yourself in that situation? I am blaming you. That is disgusting. You have to wear a diaper, girl, for like months.
Yeah, like me and my baby should not both be wearing diapers at the same time or like ever. No. But like,
no, that's like shit.
It's just, it's funny to see like where people are at. Cause I'm like furthest thing from marriage. I mean, if somebody wants to put a ring on it, they can, but
I feel like you're going to meet some guy that literally will like meet you, know you for 4 months, be like, yeah, she's the one. And then just buy like a giant ass rack and then put it on there. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm okay with it.
But also like 4 months. I think I
no, because you're gonna literally like know each other and you're just gonna like hang out literally every single day. And he's just gonna be like this perfect human being. Because Kennedy swells for nothing less. And then
that's correct.
It's just gonna be this huge thing because we're like at the age, you know, when it's like, well, probably not right now, but like when you like start dating, you don't date for like years. You just like right. Like, yeah, you're in or you're out, you right. know.
Let's wrap it up.
So I think that's going to happen. And then you're going to be like, oh my God, Jen, Maddie, you want to be my bridesmaids? And then we're gonna be like, as if we didn't see it coming. And then, yeah, that's going to be it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. And it's going to be glorious. We don't have to Zoom. We won't have to Zoom.
Oh, you'll be able to see it from here. Okay.
From the back pew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so everybody sees. Hello. But yeah, yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to live my life right now. Let me see.
Maddie, have you seen a lot of like your college people? I bet you're like all your college people are the ones that are popping up on your.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally like everyone that I went to college with is like engaged and or married or like having babies. Like my college roommates. So I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I had like 10-ish college roommates like throughout my like college experience.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 are married.
Oh my God.
6 of 10 of my college roommates are married. 1, 2, 2 have babies, like birthed, taking care of babies.
Jen almost passed out.
And then
seriously.
One, two, three. I think three are still single. And then obviously me, but like, that's crazy. Like 6 of 10 are like married.
I was just saying, I'm a girl's girl. I've only had one friend that I had a falling out with. It was because she wasn't a good friend. So
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I've had a few.
Yeah, I've just had the one.
You know who you are if you're listening to this. You probably shouldn't be listening to this.
General
Bye. Said,
I'm going to be honest. The people that Jen's talking about are probably not listening to this. They could be.
Whatever. They might.
They might.
Why are you just knocking our viewers?
Jesus. You're right. How's the wine treating you, Jen?
Tis good.
Good?
Right. Yeah. Still good. Still in my fancy cup.
Oh.
I don't have any wine glasses here, so I had to use this to-go cup.
I found the cutest wine glasses at TJ Maxx. They were $9 for 4.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's where I
get, them?
That's where I get all my glasses at.
Yeah. And I got like a full set of 16 glasses for like $20.
Oh, that's a good deal.
That's insanely good.
And they're cute. It was at that one in Burnsville, the new one.
Oh, I gotta go. I don't have money now, so
just look around.
Oh yeah. I'm a poor person now, so
it's either Jax eats or I go shopping. Or I eat, I guess. That's, you know, important too.
Yeah. Nope.
Shit.
I finally did my final big orders of everything. Cause I just had like an Amazon one that I was just building on as I thought of things that I needed. And then same with IKEA. And I ordered from somewhere else too. Oh, like my coffee table and stuff. Everything is supposed to get here by Thursday. And then my apartment is fully furnished except for my TV and my like entertainment center, but my parents are gifting that to me. So
that's so exciting. I remember like waiting for things to like show up in the mail was like the most exciting part for me.
Yeah. And you know, what's kind of pathetic, but really exciting. This pan that I ordered, it got here today and I was so excited. And I really wanted to use it, but I didn't. But it's really
a cute. Pan, like a yeah. sheet pan.
No, like a skillet.
Oh,
I saw this thing on Facebook, and I keep seeing ads for it. It's like a skillet, and then you can like stick like more like containers on top of it, and it like cooks them all at the same time.
That's what I got.
You got that? Shut yeah. up.
The always it's- pan. I didn't get the extra stuff.
Yeah,
it's like the pan.
Okay, I want to know what you think of it. What's it called again?
The Always Pan. It's on sale now.
I want to know what you think of it because I keep seeing advertisements for it and it looks super cool. It looks like really easy to use, but I want to
yeah.
know what you
think of it. I'm excited to use it. I think it'll be good. It's like more expensive, but it replaces a lot of skillets. So I only bought, outside of that, I only bought like a small like 8-inch pan and then like a bigger pot to boil noodles, but I can boil noodles in that. Pan.
Yeah.
It's really deep, so it's like good for like a single person, you live alone, easy to like cook mm-hmm. something. You don't have to dirty a bunch of stuff, and then yeah. you can like put your spoon on top of the thing and
yeah.
it's really nice.
It has like a spoon holder built in. I'm like fascinated by where you can like stack things and cook like multiple things at the same time.
Yeah,
that's cool. Like that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I got it. I got my like notification that it shipped today and I was so excited when I got home. I was like, this is being a true adult, being excited
I know. About
the skillet.
Literally.
Kitchen stuff excites you.
Yeah.
Anything excites you.
I ordered more exciting things, but outside of the skillet, I'm most excited for my mattress topper to come in because
dead.
Like that's just so sad, but I'm excited for it.
That's like being
I remember being really excited for like just little things like when I bought like my first like silverware set. Like I was like really excited for things like silverware and buying like my own soaps and like random things that were like oh, I've really like appreciated this before, but I'm like now I get to like I just spent $5 on soap. Like, I really appreciate it now.
I'm not going to use a bunch of soap at one time because I know that I bought this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go to the dollar store.
I remember being like the things that I used every single day and like never thought about them. When I like bought my own pair, I was like, oh my God, these are like mine.
Yeah.
Like, I just like got these silverware. Like they're like mine. They're not my parents'.
Yeah.
I'm like so excited for like the little things, like measuring cups. Like, oh my gosh, I bought these. They're mine. Oh,
a nice cheap one at the dollar store.
You what?
A nice cheap one at the dollar store. I got a lot of stuff at the dollar store.
And they're Betty Crocker if you bought those ones. So like still Betty Crocker. We know her.
Yeah, she knows how to bake.
At least we think. I don't know. Half the time I can't eat it.
I have a recommendation. If you like snickerdoodles, there's gluten-free snickerdoodles at Target.
Where?
So good. And they're like soft bake. They're so...
I think I know what you're talking about.
So good. They're in like a white bag. Like baggy. I can go get them.
Oh my gosh.
Can you send me a picture? I'll go to Target. I'll make John go, actually.
They're so good.
I love snickerdoodle. I just like cookies in general. I like sugar.
You
can't eat half the shit.
And then I love her cookies, but I've only ever seen the cookies at Target.
Yep, send me a picture.
Yeah.
Okay. One more thing that we want to whine about.
Working is ugly and I don't want to do it anymore.
Literally had a meltdown today. I thought to myself, what are the odds I quit? why the fudge? Why do we need money to live? That's stupid.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the fact that I literally was sitting here. Okay, this is how sad my life is right now. I was literally sitting here and I was like, I have to do this every single week, 5 days out of the week, all day, for almost the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I literally was sitting there and then I cried and I said, you know, I think I should probably have things to look forward to, but right now I don't. So right now I just am sad. But isn't that sad? Every single week, five out of the 7 days, so fucking your whole life.
Yep.
8 to 9 hours a day.
Yeah.
And like when you're done, you're usually tired. You just want to eat and go to bed. And like, granted, we're being fun and recording, but like even today, I was like, dude, I'm fucking tired. Like my whole life. Like that's not a fun life.
No.
I don't know. That was a sad day today. I really realized that working sucks.
That thought, everything that you just said, I have thought that before, and I think about it at least like every other week. And I don't want to do it anymore. Not because I don't like my job. I just don't want to work. Like getting up. Like putting clothes on, and like I have to go into an office. I don't work from home.
Yeah, so, don't have it that hard.
Yeah, like
it breaks me at this point.
I have to leave my house and drive somewhere.
Like somewhere far away too.
Yeah, it's just so ugly, and I don't want to do it anymore.
It's ugly. Well, in the fact, okay, so I was sitting in my bed today working, like I, you know, like a champ. And
through your tears.
What?
I said through your tears.
Seriously, I was mid cry. And I was like, I just want to go and feel like I can go to Starbucks or go to TJ Maxx and run some errands, but I can't. I have to be at this computer. I literally was like, the fact that I cannot go and do what I want pisses me off. Yeah. So I was like, okay. So then I was like, do I take PTO? And I was like, no, Jen, you only have so many.
Want to go to TJ Maxx? Maybe.
What?
Okay, this one we should all take PTO in the middle of the week. Like, we should pick a random Wednesday and just go to TJ Maxx.
And go get wine or something in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I think we should do that.
Go to brunch.
Plan a day.
You're a little tipsy while we're shopping.
That's really fun.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'll take PTO. Screw them. I'm doing this the rest of my life. I don't care.
Oh my gosh.
It's just, that was so sad. I was like, the realization of like, holy shit. I get in trouble if like I take like more than 2 15-minute breaks. I'm like, I can't go like make some soup longer than 50 minutes. I'm like, Karen, I am gonna be back. Don't worry. My God. She's nice. I hate working. Shout out to everyone who's done it for like 6 years.
Yeah. For real.
It's been you too.
Like my dad retired and then he was like, oh, I think I'll just pick up like a retirement job. And I was like, why?
Like, my dad did that too.
You just did that for at least 45 years. Oh. Like, and now you have to like pick up a retirement job. Like, and his job is like fun, but also like he works like 10 and a half hour days. And I'm like, Dad, this is not a retirement job. Like,
this is a full time. That's a career.
Like you are
that's
working
more than I work today.
For this shitty little job.
Listen. Yeah.
I would
that's
love
not what I'm doing.
Yeah. I just don't want to do that ever. I don't want to.
No.
I'm really struggling between like being independent and just like somebody buy me everything I want all the time.
Yeah, me too. Dude,
someone added me on Venmo. It was like Big Daddy. And I accepted it because I was like, let's just see if he messages me or sends me money. Nothing happened, so I ended up blocking him. But I was like, you know, that would have been real nice to all of a sudden see like $6,000 in my bank account.
My gosh.
1,000 every week?
Oh, I almost did it, but I was like, my gut feeling is just, Jen, you should not do that. Probably should not do that. Accept money from this man. Why not?
I'm dead. Wait, what was his username?
Something like Big Daddy. I don't know. Something with daddy in it, because he was a sugar daddy for sure. And then he only followed like 10 girls, and I was like, yeah. Y'all be getting paid. So I was like, you know, I just don't think I should want that on my conscience. I should block you.
Oh my gosh.
Serious. Big
yeah. I know. I instantly saw the thing and I was like, 100%. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna accept it to see if something drops right into my bank account.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I would have done the same thing. Like, clearly he like scoped you out. And so
he
had just dropped a couple thousand, you take 1,000 and then you block him and it's good.
Yeah. Deuces, bro. I know. Let me see. I think I even have like my profile picture, me and John. So that's funny. Yeah, it is.
Are you doing Venmo still? Like
what?
You're using like social, like media lingo. Like, oh, he followed me. He just like requested to add you.
He had to request me as like a friend.
Oh, okay.
And then like I had to accept it.
Okay.
Or something. And I was like, oh, interesting. Big Daddy. Sure, I'll accept it.
Yeah.
Nothing happened, so I just deleted it. I blocked it, actually.
Oh, I just thought of another thing that I'm like getting really crabby about, and it's like my emotions as an adult. Like, I remember as a teenager, I would just be like, obviously you were like stressed, but like you actually weren't stressed. Like, you didn't have anything that you had to be stressed about other than like, oh my God, like I'm going to fourth period and my crush is sitting next to me.
Oh, guys, the amount of anxiety though.
That was like anxiety. Yeah. And now, this actually happened to me last week. I was driving to work and I just had like a lot going on. My dad was like, oh, like he called me like the night before and he was like, oh, I'm going to have surgery tomorrow. And I was like, well, okay, thanks for the heads up. Do you need a ride? Like, he was like, it was like kind of actually a major surgery. I was like, you really decided to tell me like 5 hours before you're having surgery. So he's like having surgery. Like, my financial advisor called me and he was like, hey, like your account got messed up, like blah, 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 all this stuff. And then like all this stuff was going on and I like was driving into work and, The Greatest Showman soundtrack came on and like, you guys, I started bawling. Like, I was just driving into work on a Tuesday, like in my Porsche. And I am like driving down Cedar, like past the Mall of America. And I am like ugly crying. Like, I got to work and like didn't have any makeup on. And I like
the greatest showman in the
I had absolutely no reason to be crying, but my emotions, like I cry, like I cry like literally once a week just because I like cannot contain my emotions anymore.
I feel
I beat you probably twice a week.
Like, Like, why is that a thing? Like, oh my gosh, I never used to be emotional, and now I'm like, like the right thing happens. Like, this is another thing. Like, whenever I'm like eating and watching the news at night, like if there's like a happy story, I like always cry. Like, okay, literally last night they were like, oh, look, like these like seven like friends all like signed up to go into the military together. And I'm like eating my eggs on the couch and I was like crying because I was like, oh, that's so sweet. They decided to go to the military together. They're like lifelong best friends. And I'm like crying on the couch watching the news, like eating eggs.
Oh, I do that too. I literally have a story about when I went, John will attest to this. I went on LinkedIn. And this company had made, I was like scrolling and just stopped and watched the video. Like, this company had made clothing. So like, impaired people who have like joint, you know, impairments, mm-hmm. where their like arms are, you know, they can't use their fingers and hands as normal. I don't know how you say that.
Yeah.
They can't use their hands, so they used, it was like dress clothes, but the instead of buttons, it was like magnetics or something. Oh. So this guy got to put it on, and he was so happy, and I am gone. Like, I'm sobbing. Like, I can't even catch my breath. And I literally was like, I don't know why I'm crying. I'm just so, like, I feel for him. Like, he can't even put on clothes. Like, I just, like, I don't know what the fudge is going on with me. I'm like crying at everything. Like, he put on a shirt and I was so excited that I cried. Like, I was like ugly crying. It wasn't just tears, it was ugly sobbing. I had to take a second to calm down, but like, I totally get that, Maddie.
Yeah, like
what the fudge is wrong with us? At 24, we're ugly crying,
like,
at nothing.
It's just like so stressed, or there's so much going on, and then it's like one little thing, like I hear like the Greatest Showman soundtrack and I'm like, that was like the trigger. Like, I heard like the song where like the kid, like the little kids are singing back and forth, and I like lost it. I was like, I was like, I want to be little again.
Oh my god. I'm more of like a stress crier. I don't cry at like happy things, which makes me nervous, maybe, but it's fine. I like the amount of times, and this is embarrassing, I've cried at work.
Oh,
should be illegal. Like, it's like literally any inconvenience at work, or I get like a little overwhelmed, tears.
Like, stop.
Like, it's too much. And that's, I get overwhelmed every single day. So I'm crying like a couple times a week at work. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm
either crying at work, or I cry as soon as I get home because I'm like, I have so much shit to do tomorrow that I didn't do today.
I've like only cried at work a couple of times, like low key. If my boss is listening, this is awkward. When I like really have a bad day and get yelled at by everyone, I've a couple of times, like, and so I'm like just sitting in my office alone and I'm just like, like straight up, like just crying.
And cause that's when it's like, okay, especially if you start your day with like, if something happened the day before, and then in the morning it's like a dress and it's like, okay, well now this has ruined my entire day, and then things just happen back to back to back, and it's like,
yes,
this is this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Literally.
Work is stupid, but I know. I love the money, so.
And we gotta live. We gotta be able to buy Starbucks for the rest of our lives without having to worry about it. Remember, that's our goal.
Yeah, we gotta be able to travel and like have a life outside of work, so we need the money to support that life outside of work. Even though we're working 95% of our life, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Basically, I think we should all be, I wish we had like the freedom that we do now, but like we were like 16 and still given money from our parents, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then like still able to date and, you know,
yeah,
kiss boys. That's, I mean, I don't know what y'all are doing at 16. But like, I feel like I just want to be this like age mentally, physically, but then like not treated.
But yeah,
not, I don't know how you can say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like 30 would be the perfect year.
Yeah. That would be the deal. So we'll see.
And you're not 24. Good luck.
Yeah. We aren't even 24 yet, Jen.
I know, we're almost there. Right? Whenever it turns May, I'm just like, we're 24.
I know. A couple weeks away.
Yeet.
I booked myself a day at the spa. I'm so excited.
Did you? I took a day off work. That was my fun.
It's like an afternoon.
You did what?
I booked myself a facial and a massage.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That sounds so fun.
Yeah. I don't
know. I'm not sure if I'd like this massage. I've never had one before.
I haven't either, so I'm going to find out, but...
People touching you?
I guess.
I just have a hard time with it. I never think they're fun. My mom's like, I'm going to get a massage. I'm like, okay, let me know how it is when people just rub their hands on you. It's nasty.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited, and then... I don't know what I'm going to do during the day. Probably just shop. Or honestly, pack.
Fun. Where are you going?
Just like start packing up my life so I can move.
Oh, got you. I was like, again, I'm out of the loop. I don't know what y'all doing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Is that enough whining about being an adult? I think
a lot of whining that we did.
Yep.
Okay, Jen.
I think our listeners are going to be stressed about if they're not yet adults, like our age, they're going to be stressed.
Yeah, or if they are our age, they're going to be like, I'm stressed just from listening to you guys.
And you're like, I fucking relate to you.
Really? Or like, maybe we're just like a hot mess. Maybe other people don't.
Like, maybe let us know if we're just like overdramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing too.
Probably is that we're dramatic.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think so.
I think we're both dramatic. We're like a good dramatic, you know? Like, we take things like a little too far sometimes, but then we're like, we bring ourselves down.
Right. We know when we're being dramatic. We just like play into it a little bit and then we calm down.
Yeah.
Jen, rate the wine.
Oh yeah, we
do. Like an 8 out of 10.
Oh, that's pretty good. Jen's a low baller on scores.
Well, and some white wines are like pretty, like they don't have a lot of like sweetness or like, I don't know, some depending on what you get. This one actually, like, you could either have like with a meal or not, and you could just keep drinking it.
Okay.
8 out of 10.
Have to try it.
Yeah. Wherever you find E Gordon. Wow, that was hard to say.
Gordon.
With a little right. Seat.
Okay. Right.
Thanks for whining.
Are we just gonna end it like that every time?
Thanks for whining.
Thanks guys for whining with us and listening. Follow us on Instagram at @let's_wine_about. Send us your suggestions of what we should talk about. Yes. Otherwise, we're gonna continue to complain because we can do that.
Yeah, all day, every day.
So yes. If you know us in any capacity, if you have any way of contacting us, let us know what you want us to talk about.
Yes. Good.
But other than that, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.